Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10, and Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Nigel Gawthrop, has died suddenly at the age of 61. He was on a diving holiday in South Africa. Councillor Gawthrop was born in Leeds in 1957 and moved to Cambridge in 1962. A fellow city councillor and deputy mayor, it's Gerry Bird. She's with us now. Good morning, Gerry.
Morning, Lucy.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
That's okay.
This news, it's just so unexpected for you and your colleagues on a city council.
Yeah, it was such a shock when we all found out on Saturday. We just couldn't believe it. You know, somebody goes on holiday, you're hoping they're going to enjoy themselves, and then you get this news.
I know. When did you first meet him?
Oh, now. going back years now. I think it was around 2010, 2011, that time.
And so you worked with him because you were both Labour councillors. You've been councillors together since that time. What was he? I don't know. Tell us a couple of stories. What was he like as councillor?
He was very good. he was very good with the residents, and that was the thing. He came over honest and have a good joke with you, you know. But yeah, he was very good. He was on many committees, which, you know, is part of your duty, and he'd stick up for people. And also, he was a very good union guy. If you had any worries and you wanted some information, go to Nigel. He was fantastic.
Now, of course, you've worked alongside him as councillor, but particularly this past sort of mayoral year as his deputy. Mm-hmm. Would you say that his approach has changed at all when he became mayor?
No, he was Nigel. He was, like,
had a feeling you were going to say that.
Guy. Yeah, and he was great with everybody. I know he was so honoured to be mayor.
Yeah,
which it is. It's an honour to become the mayor of Cambridge. But he was overjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying that earlier. I completely got the impression from him that he was just loving it and, like you say, just honoured to be mayor of the city. You know, Cambridge has been his home since the 60s. You could tell. You know, I do remember whenever I saw him, actually, he was always wearing the chains, always with Jenny, and always with his red shoes on.
Yes, yeah, the red shoes. They went everywhere, didn't they?
They did.
That is a joke, the red shoes. But yes, I mean, he took the role and went straight into it. He did so many community events, met residents, the kids, which is an important part of being the mayor. And the kids will always remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, at the Arbury Fair, he went to every single stall, which is important. Photographs everywhere. The Christmas run on his motorbike.
Yeah.
With the chains, fantastic, you know. Mind you, he did promise he'd take me out on the bike one day. So sadly, I'm not going to get that, bless him. There's all sorts of things he'd done. He'd invite people into his parlour, you know. People just don't realise how much goes on.
Yeah. That's another thing that I noticed, actually, looking on the Facebook page over the weekend. He really did open up the parlour to just anybody. And, you know, it's... I think some people, they're a little bit stuffy about it, and they were kind of thought to themselves, no, the parlour's very, you know, just for the councillors, just for the mayor. But he really did open it up to the kids, to the people who visited the city. And it's a great memory for them.
That's right, and that's how it should be. It should be open to the residents, you know. Let them come and have a look. It's not a secret room. Well, you know, Lucy, you've been in it plenty of times. It's not a secret room, is it?
No, 21st century, mayor.
It's just a normal room with a desk and a couple of chairs, you know. But let them come and have a look. Let them join in.
Joey, morning to you.
Morning,
Julian. Morning, Joey. I've seen a lot of the tributes over the last couple of days to Nigel, mentioning the nickname Gus. Where did it come from?
Now, that is one I don't know, Julian. I'm very sorry. I think that's something back from years ago when he was perhaps a teenager.
Right, this is like a local thing, isn't it? I guess. Because when we did the Macmillan morning coffee run on that Friday at the end of September, and there, that was a completely seemed to be very Nigel. He did, I think, genuinely did know half the people who he was seeing,
yep.
but it was almost difficult to tell because of how friendly he was towards all of them. But it was clear that there were many people there who he'd known for many years simply because he'd lived in Cambridge for all that time.
That's the thing, isn't it? He got known, and people saw him about, say hello to him, and it just went on from there. And then when he became deputy mayor, he started to get known by other people. And then when he became the mayor, he got known by, even lots more people, even out of the country, So he was a nice guy. And it's a sad time for us as Labour Group to lose him. I don't know how we're going to feel, what it's going to be like for the next few weeks. And we feel so sorry for Jenny because she's stuck out there and she can't come back yet. And we know Nigel's brother's going over today.
Good.
But it's still not the same.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, best wishes for you guys and the City Council. We'll pay attention to what happens in the next coming days and weeks. But thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me and thank you for doing this. He'd be over the moon. He really would. He'd be really honoured.
Thanks very much, Jerry. It's 8:18.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As you've been hearing, tributes have been paid to Mayor of Cambridge, Councillor Nigel Gawthrop, who's died suddenly at the age of 61. Councillor Gawthrop was on a diving holiday in South Africa with his wife Jenny. City Council leader Lewis Herbert says the Mayor served Cambridge with distinction and panache. Cambridge constituency Labour Party Chair Mike Davey said as Mayor, Councillor Gawthrop brought decades of experience as a trades unionist, along with an ability to connect with people. Phil Rogers is a political blogger, is with us here this morning. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is desperately sad, isn't it?
Yes, it was such a
shock. Oh, hang on, we have a microphone failure. Can we donate in yours and you can move on to red, Lucy? Sorry. Desperately sad.
Yes, it was such a shock when I saw the news, and I just feel so sorry for his wife, Jenny. It's just completely coming out of the blue and on holiday and so far from home, and it must be a terrible time for her and for everyone who knew Nigel. And he just made such a big contribution to the city as mayor. And it's a huge undertaking being mayor of Cambridge. There's hundreds of engagements literally during the year that mayors have to do, and Nigel was clearly very talented at the job. He really connected with people and was doing a great job of being First Citizen.
And we were saying earlier, it's very visible as well.
Absolutely, yes. You'd sort of... there's always so many things going on during the mayoral year, some of them long traditions going back centuries, others of them more recent, and... That's a key part of the role, and it's really representing the city and being the sort of personification of the city council, mm-hmm. and just contributing so much to the life of what's going on in Cambridge.
So have we ever been in this position before where a mayor was unable to complete their term?
It's been a long time. So I've looked back through the records and... mayors are elected for a year, so they serve a term of 1 year, and we've had mayors in Cambridge for over 800 years now. The last time a mayor died in office was back in 1889. Mayor Edward Bell was actually ill for quite some time, and then he passed away in the middle of his term, and he's actually buried in St Andrew's Churchyard in Chesterton, and there was a huge funeral, and you can read the newspaper reports online. So, but that gives you an idea of how unusual it is for a mayor to die in office.
Mm. And on Cambridge City Council, the way it divides up, the mayor is very much a ceremonial role. It's a very, very important one. But what sort of day-to-day duties would he have undertaken away from the public eye?
Well, the previous mayor used to explain it to visiting groups that the leader of the council, which is currently Lewis Herbert, is a bit like the Prime Minister of Cambridge, and the Mayor is a bit like the Queen of Cambridge. It is largely a ceremonial role, but as well as appearing at civic functions, there's quite a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, promoting the city and meeting visiting groups and being the sort of figurehead and the face of Cambridge. And apart from that, the mayor's other main duties are to chair the meetings of the council, and also
of which there's many, isn't there?
That's right. Yes. Well, the main council meetings happen about five or six times a year.
Right.
But also, if there is a tie in the council chamber, then the mayor does have a casting vote as well. That doesn't apply at the moment because Labour have quite a comfortable majority, but that has been the case in previous years. So as well as the ceremonial figurehead role, the mayor has a political role as well.
So what happens next? Who effectively becomes mayor for the next few months? Because the term runs until...
It's until May.
May,
so,
okay.
So the mayor's elected for a year at the annual council meeting.
So that's effectively half a mayoralty has been lost here.
That's right, yes. So... So, as I understand it, the councillors will elect a new mayor probably at the next council meeting, which is due to happen in February. And in the absence of the mayor, the deputy mayor, who's Gerry Bird, who you had on a little while ago, will take over and will fulfil the functions of the mayor, whether Gerry will carry on as a replacement mayor.
Because that's an interesting thing, because it is it's a year-long period of office, although... Obviously, as Councillor Robert Dryden will regularly tell us, he was mayor three times. People do return.
That's right.
To the role. 18 months could be seen as a long old stint were it to be offered to Gerry, who we heard from a little earlier on.
That's right. Gerry does have the experience of having been mayor before. She was selected in
2014. So you kind of need almost, awful phrase, you almost need a drop-in mayor, don't you,
yeah,
in this instance?
Gerry did a great job as mayor as well. She was the first wheelchair user who'd been mayor, I think, and she did a great job of representing the city and meeting people and all that. So I'm sure she'd be well capable of doing it, but we'll have to see what happens. This is a pretty unusual situation.
Are we likely to get something of it fairly soon, or might that itself wait a couple of weeks?
So I would expect that the deputy mayor will take over at least some of the mayor's engagements. I mean, clearly this is a very sad time for the city,
yes,
and the city council, so things will be different to how they usually are. But
And in Councillor Gawthorpe's ward of King's Hedge, is Labour nailed on? That's fairly straightforward, but there still needs to be a by-election at some point.
Yes, that'll probably happen, I would imagine, in about 6 to 8 weeks, so probably sometime in March. And Labour would certainly be the favourites to retain that, but you never can tell with a by-election. They're generally more closely fought than during the annual city council elections, but you know, clearly that's a way off yet, and people,
yeah,
aren't really thinking about that today. The main thoughts will be with the family and friends of Nigel.
Absolutely, politics very much to one side at this time. Well, look, thank you, Phil, very much for coming in.
Thanks very much,
Phil Rogers, political blogger. It's 8:38. You know, sometimes it feels the phrase friend of the show is just one of those things that we say on the radio. But for the mayor, Councillor Nigel Gawthorpe, it was very true.
Not just for us, but for the city as a whole. And we will miss him.
We're back tomorrow at 7.
Cambridge 105 Radio. Get a 5-day...